This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri's. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is, and that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
But I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
Half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like a ranch?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Long, hard ride. All right, my friends. I'm going to hit the key points right now.
Then he cried just south of Nashville.
Some stations, I don't care the first hour, but stations just joined us. I showed a bunch of examples of taxes on rain, plans to shut down rice, beef, not just around the world, but here in the United States. Total tyranny attacking us all. And then I got a big stack of news where they admit unprecedented 5-10,000%, depending on the type of cancer, increases, life expectancy plunging everywhere, every country that pushed the poison shots, the mRNA injections, the Franken shots, the death shots, the lethal injections. And then they're sitting back all over the news, Biden, I'm going to give you reparations. I'm going to give everybody free health care. I'm going to give everybody free education. I'm going to forgive all your debts. Step right up now. And I just remember while I was talking about that, remember Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the UN and Obama all saying, man, we really, you know, the head of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, I'm not going to take the shot. Oh, no, it's for the black people. We want you to take it first. We care about you so much. Then ask him 3-4 months into the shots, have you taken it? Bill Gates, oh no, the black people need it first. Meanwhile, he's in speeches 20 years ago saying his plan is to depopulate Africa. I'm going to say it again. Anything CNN or ABC News or these puppet black mayors they put in everywhere and puppet black attorney generals and all, they got plenty of smart black people that are patriots or populists or just common sense people. But they put them in to make the face of their New World Order black. So they say, hey, look, it's not the elite. It's black people. It's women. And what did the mayor of Baltimore say? He said, yeah, anybody who's a straight white male is bad. Play the clip last hour. And I want to scare you straight white males. Oh, yeah, it's the straight white males on average are the ones trying to give you a poison shot or cutting off the farmland or getting rid of our borders. It's so diabolical. So I likened it to putting a worm on a hook, and fish love worms, or grasshopper, or whatever, a piece of blood bait for catfish. Now, are you giving the catfish a free ride? Are you giving them a free lunch? No. You're putting a little piece of your money, a little bit of your investment, a tenth of an ounce on the end of that hook, so you get a 20-pound catfish or a 10-pound bass or a 3-pound crappie or a 100-pound shark or grouper, wherever you're fishing. So that's all this freebie stuff is a hook to get you domesticated and under their control and the hook in your mouth. But that's not the best analogy. I've had friends and family that have like little stock ponds that are full of bass and you name it. And before they catch a bunch of fresh fish for dinner, for frying or whatever it is, that you walk up with a big basket of grain and you dump it in. This is a fish farm, so actually feeding them. It's more than that. But you throw a can of fish food out and they all come and hit the surface. And then you got your fishing poles. And you can throw your line right in and every time jerk one out because they're trained to bite the surface. So not every time the globalists give you something free is there a hook because they're getting you used to taking the hook when they put it in. That's all this is, ladies and gentlemen, and it's real simple. They're at war with freedom and competition and independence. And where people are put through competition and made to be part of competition, they excel. Where they're not, everybody falls apart. The very best do incredibly well, and even the lowest get pulled up by it. But when you end competition, you create hell on earth, and everybody knows that, who actually has a brain. So I mentioned Melinda Gates saying, don't take the shots if you're white. Wait and give it to the black people. We love them. Well, FDA warns of high seizure risk in the first few days from COVID-19 vaccine, a new alert. Now, we know it's exploded cancer. We know it destroys your immune system. But the point is, I wanted to remind everybody, particularly black folks, that think, wow, everybody loves us now, and the corporate media says we're the boss and all this stuff. You're being set up. And white people are guilty and hate themselves on average and buy into this. So black people are now being used as the worm on the hook, and white people want to elect an Obama to prove they're not racist and fix things, and then Obama only made it worse. So we're all being set up. So I asked the crew to pull up articles when I mentioned Melinda Gates, and of course they pulled up Reuters and said, fact check. Melinda Gates said black people deserve priority access to COVID-19 vaccines. And they said, well, it's misleading. She said first healthcare workers and then black people. Yes, they could fire the healthcare workers if they wouldn't take the shot. First, they had to bully them and take that industry over. They fired over 200,000 in the U.S. alone. But act like, oh, see, it's so loving. We want to give it to the black people first. It's all a sick joke. But you know, they had the lowest level of COVID in the world in Africa because less than 6% of people in Africa took it because they've already been through the UN and their shots. So I thought I'd actually play you the clip so you can fact check it. Of course, she did say that. But once people exposed it later, they tried to back off of it. So just remember that. Having Bill Gates announce his plan to depopulate Africa, London Guardian, 2012. He says he wants to kill you. He says he wants you dead. He wants almost everybody dead, but he says black people particularly. And then this guy running this medical system wants to put something in your body, and Obama came out and said it too. Hey, I'm Obama. I'm black. I'm cool. Hey, man, trust me. And they hired the rappers. I get the vaccine. You get the vaccine. She got the vaccine. We all get the vaccine. And they get the cancer, everything else. Yes, the African youth boom. What's worrying Bill Gates? Read the article. His main mission, kill the black people. Let's see if I guess the year right. I said 2012. My memory's that good. Have a date on it? 2018. Oh, yeah, you got a newer one. No, there's one where he says Bill Gates wants to lower the population of Africa. That's another article. All right. So, just making some points here. And I got all this other breaking news, but making these points. Here's what Melinda Gates said. Now, they told you Melinda Gates did not mean this, okay? This is a lie. Fact check. Didn't happen. Here it is. All right, we're having a computer problem. Let's just stop it. It happens occasionally. No big deal. Let's re-download the clip. Because what happens is they download clips I want before the show and check them. Sometimes they download one when we're live on air and I want it. We don't check it. It doesn't work. You guys let me know when we're green-lit, okay? Thanks. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a really, 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 really important issue to understand. The globalist main goal is depopulation. I made films on it, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free online. You can find it anywhere for free. It was a huge hit. Reached over 100 million people that we know of. And I have all the quotes and all the admissions and all their plans right there. So you can sit there and try to deny this all day. You can say this isn't the case. You can try to work your mind around it. Because, look, here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I had a family member 12 years ago come to me and they said, the lady that does my lashes, fake eyelashes, has come up with this face cleaner piece of fabric.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Under the liberal order of the last 50, 60 years, they've transferred all that wealth where you could come to America and you could become wealthy and successful, or at least very comfortable easily, and we could export that out there around the world and have everybody successful. But the globalists want a monopoly, and they're challenged by that level of success, and they don't want that. So just like you got the scammers on the street, you got the Nigerian scam, and I'm not saying about the Nigerians. That's just one that I've seen multiple times with people I've known take the bait. And in both cases, had a good friend for a long time, haven't seen him in years, but his wife, they literally got divorced. She got scammed by a Nigerian scam. And again, it's a confidence act. I remember one time I was with a bike judge and some other folks in East Austin, back when that was not the trendy area, but it was like a speakeasy in the middle of nowhere with a great band playing. And the place had African food. It was great food. We're there at like 2 a.m. and all of a sudden these Mercedes pull up. And there's these Nigerians in their big robes, and they're like, "We are the princes, and this is the king." And they immediately started handing out cards about business deals, and Mike and I were laughing at it. But the point is, people want to believe they just met a king. It's like Prince Harry and his stupid wife aren't even part of the royal family, and they're running around. Everybody wants to be around because they're royalty. It's all just mental illness. What I'm saying is that's what leftist ideology is. Oh, be in the trendy group, be the transgender, be in the winning team, and then you sign on to the cult that's going to exploit you and hurt you and literally cut your body parts off, but you go along with it because you've been told by the media that's how you win the winning lottery ticket. That's how you game the system. No, that's the system gaming you. All right, here is Melinda Gates. We'll play the clip.
Quite promising, luckily. And I think we all believe that by 2021, we will have a vaccine. We're working ahead of time with the manufacturers, with the pharmaceutical companies to try and actually have manufacturing capability ready to go. So as soon as those trials are finished, the vaccine can go immediately into manufacturing. And the whole reason we got involved in this vaccine was to make sure there's equitable distribution. The last thing you want is a bidding war between countries for this vaccine. You know, we know there are 60 million healthcare workers around the world who are keeping everybody safe. They deserve to get this vaccine first. And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders.
Back this up and roll it without audio. For radio listeners, I mean, look how criminal Bill Gates looks. Not just his actions. Look at how disingenuous he is. Look how sneaky he is. I mean, why the hell would you trust that guy who says he wants to depopulate you? Just look at him while she's talking. I mean, you're looking at a guy that makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like a choir boy. I mean, that is a predator, ladies and gentlemen. And there's his front person, his wife, and he's not at Epstein Island, literally telling you she loves you and she wants to help you. All right, I'm done talking about this. I said I'd play this clip. I never got to it. This is The View attacking a great black author who's worked at CNN, you name it, who's written a book about the end of race politics, arguments for a colorblind America, and they attack him and say, "Who do you work for?" Here it is.
There's two separate questions. One is whether each racial group is socioeconomically the same. That I agree with you. They're not.
Yeah, they're not. And the stats show that.
Yeah, of course, I agree with that fully. The question is, how do you address that in the way that actually targets poverty the best?
Great.
And what Martin Luther King wrote in his book Why We Can't Wait is he called it, we need a Bill of Rights for the Disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, we should address racial inequality. Yes, right. We should address the legacy of slavery. But the way to do that is on the basis of class. And that will disproportionately target blacks and Hispanics because they're disproportionately poor, but it will be doing so in a way that also helps the white poor, in a way that addresses poverty as the thing to be addressed.
That part is true, but as you are a student of Dr. King, I'm not only a student of Dr. King, I know his daughter, Bernice, right?
Mm.
So I'm going to get to my question.
Go ahead, go right ahead.
I think the premise is fundamentally flawed. You claim that color blindness was the goal of the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. based upon Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, you know, content of character versus the color of skin. Bernice, Dr. King's daughter, points out that 4 years after giving that speech, actually, Dr. King also said this. A society that has done something special against the Negro for hundreds of years must now do something special for Negroes. He also said in 1968, it was about less than a week before he was assassinated, this country never stops to realize that they owe a people kept in slavery for 244 years. So rather than class, he did write about that earlier on, right before his death. He made the argument for racial equality and racial reparations. And so your argument for color blindness, I think, is something that the right has co-opted. And so many in the black community, if I'm being honest with you, because I want to be, believe that you are being used as a pawn by the right and that you're a charlatan of sorts.
He's not a Republican.
Well, so how do you...
You've
said that you're a conservative.
No, you did.
You actually said that podcast that you did 2 weeks ago.
I said I was a conservative.
He's not.
Yes, you did. And so, but my question to you is, how do you respond to those critics?
I think it's very important. The quote that you just pointed out about doing something special for the Negro, that's from the book Why We Can't Wait that I just mentioned.
Yes.
A couple paragraphs later, he lays out exactly what that something special was.
Yes.
And it was the Bill of Rights for the Disadvantaged, a broad class-based policy.
But he also says you must include race.
No, he didn't. He says it's...
Yes, he does.
Okay, well, everyone should go read the book Why We Can't Wait. Let's not get sidetracked by that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been co-opted by anyone. I've only voted twice, both for Democrats. Mm-hmm. Although I'm an independent, I would vote for a Republican, probably a non-Trump Republican, if they were compelling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any evidence I've been co-opted by anyone, and I think that that's an ad hominem tactic people use to not address really the important conversations we're having here. And I think it's better, and it would be better for everyone if we stuck to the topics rather than make it about me.
I want to give you the opportunity to respond to the criticism.
I appreciate it. There's no evidence that I've been co-opted by anyone. I have an independent podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I work for CNN as an analyst.
Mm-hmm.
I write for the Free Press. I'm independent in all of these endeavors, and no one is paying me to say what I'm saying. I'm saying it because I feel it.
So she lied about what Martin Luther King said. I read that book 30 years ago. And people wrote articles, they pulled the quotes up. She's a liar. Why would Martin Luther King say, don't discriminate on race, we have to help the lower classes, whether they're brown, black, or white, and you actually have to help them with programs that teach them to be self-sufficient in competition. You don't then just give them something. You don't give men fish, you teach them how to fish. Back to the fishing analogy. Everybody knows that who's got half a brain. But notice just the scumbaggedness of this lady. Up there lying about what Martin Luther King said, and then misrepresenting, and then saying this guy's a shill. He's a Democrat. This race-based affirmative action, all this is to create division and is to train people to accept the social credit score. I'm done talking about that. Other big issues straight ahead.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jones Show.
Ah,
because there is a war.
Yes, there is.
For your mind.
If you want to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. Win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
They're now saying straight up the West was behind the theater attack. That's important on a lot of fronts. But first I wanted to hit this because this is something I don't talk enough about. And I see it in the news every day, and I'm not hiding it. I'm not deciding to not cover it. There's just so much news. I realized when I saw this yesterday, it didn't cover it. Then I saw it again in the news today. I'm like, I better cover this. So here's the deal. The social workers in America and in Europe, and it even came out that the Germans in West Germany from the 60s into the 90s took hundreds of thousands of children from Christian families and gave them to 30,000 pedophiles to be raped as young as 3 years old and to live with them and to create a new family. NAMBLA. That's been at DW.com, New Yorker Magazine. If you're a new listener and you're hearing this, you go, this sounds crazy. Just look into it, folks. This isn't like Epstein where you got a bunch of kids and trafficking and slavery and it's terrible and it's going on, but you don't know how specific it is. This is on record. There it is. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. So let me tell you how this works. And I literally see these articles out of Austin and Atlanta and New York and City and L.A. and just, I mean, I see these articles sometimes three times a day. But it's always in local news. It never is on the national news. And it's where gay men, in close quotes, and I'm not attacking gay men that aren't pedophiles, but I'm saying gay men, is what they call it in the news, are adopting children, and most of them are social worker kids, kids grabbed by social workers, because mom was working two jobs, and the four-year-old was in the backyard, and the neighbor called, and they took them. And they give them to these pedophile men, who then sell them to rape gangs. And you've seen the articles. I know this is a dialed-in audience, so you see them all the time. But it's always in local news. You notice that? Imagine if a heterosexual couple was breeding children with surrogate mothers to sell them for rape. Imagine if they were Catholic or Christian or Mormon or something. You would never hear the end of it, and you shouldn't. But when it's the local gay chapter leaders, over and over, and judges and Homeland Security. I mean, they're thick as thieves, folks. It's just, you can't swing a stick in the dark with these people. And I'm telling you, at least 70% of the Democratic Party. And when you look at Congress, you see Democrats, I mean, most of them are pedophiles. I mean, those are child rapers. And I'll just say that. I mean, you don't get in the club. It's like, to be a made member of MS-13, you got to kill somebody. Well, here you got to rape the little kid in front of them. If you wonder why they're so arrogant, why they're so divorced from God, why they're so crazy, because it is a child raping cult. Yeah, there it is. Gay couple charged with molesting their adopted sons, also pimped them out in a pedophile ring, FBI says, New York Post. So this is just the articles today. Dog show judge planned to assault unborn adopted baby. He paid a woman in California to get pregnant, and I guess contractually to give him a baby, that he was then advertising to child rape groups online. The FBI, because they're not all bad, there's still subgroups that are good, raided them and took over the identity of the child rape group, and he was planning to start raping it at 2 weeks old and saying, I want people to come join me and rape the baby. Another top gay activist leader yesterday got caught doing similar stuff. It's every day. You see the San Francisco choir saying, we're grooming your children, we're coming for them, we're going to get them. And I know it's hard for you to believe that there's this many pedophiles. But if you look at him, look at this guy. He's a gay man. And he says in the FBI transcripts, oh, my husband doesn't like to rape kids. Well, your husband reportedly knows about it. Imagine you're married to a dude and he likes to rape kids. And he talks about how he drugs his straight brother's kids, his nephew and his niece, and rapes them. And he says, by the way, I like to rape babies 0 to 9. Go read the article. Now, look, I know why I don't cover this subconsciously. Because I don't want to read this. I've already read it once. Why should I read it again to you? It's disgusting. And it's hard to believe, but it's a spirit in them to hurt innocents. I have nothing against guys that want passive women and petite women and everything. It makes them feel strong. Somehow they like it. Not me. I want Marilyn Monroe, boom, full power, flamethrowing, as supercharged as I can get. The most empowered wild woman. That's you know, I'm married. That's what I got. My wife's not street legal. By that, I mean, you know, you can't take a 2,000 horsepower car on the highway. My wife's not street legal. If she was a car, it should be 2,000 horsepower. That's what I'm looking for. These guys don't want a 2,000 horsepower woman, folks. It'll tear your clothes off and throw it up against the wall and you're going to be attacked. They want a little kid they got power over. So those of us that aren't into kids, we want to give a kid a ice cream cone and take him and let him learn how to use a slingshot or do painting or, you know, go to the zoo and then just laugh and have fun with a little kid because they're so innocent. These people want to rape them. So when you see the rainbow flag, ladies and gentlemen, that is the flag of pedophilia. That is the flag of Satan. And it's good to have the gays against grooming and all that. That's good because I don't hate people that are attracted to the same sex. That's never been my attack as an adult against other adults. But you suffer the children. You touch the children, you deserve to die. And they have come out with this, and they have done this. He talks about how he gives them two times the adult dose of Benadryl, and how he rapes his family's kids, and how they don't know. And these little kids never knew what hit them. And it screws them up for life, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely screws them up for life. You know, I personally, till I got older, never thought about the effects of me having sex early on what it did on my life. And yeah, I was 12 having sex with 16-year-old girls. I looked like I was 16. I went to puberty at 9. I've always been extremely masculine. I was a guy they always took when I was like 14 when the 18-year-olds couldn't buy liquor in South Dallas. They'd take me. I'd go in and get the liquor every time. But I looked back on that I didn't get to sexually mature before I became sexually active, and how, thank God, by the time I was like 19, I stopped it and got out of it and realized how it was soulless. It was, people, oh, yeah, this guy's bitching. You know, I had, when I told the court, asked, how many women have you had? And I said, I'm not Will Chamberlain, but quite a few. They go, well, tell us. Well, I probably had 100 by the time I was 16, more. But that's not bragging, folks. If I could have done it all over again, I would not have done that. Because it was not good for me. It was not good for them. And out of that came 5 or 6 abortions. I remember getting money from my dad. He came, oh, I need $300 for this. He's like, what do you mean? And he found the receipt later. I paid for an abortion and got in my face and said, stop killing my grandchildren. And I've told that story because it doesn't build me up. It just shows the reality of this. My promiscuity led to the murder of my children. So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, point these people and say I'm without sin. The difference is they want to go out and abuse children. They want to go out and hurt innocents. And I got some more stories on this when we come back, and I'll shift gears. A special guest coming up on the economy. King Dollar gets castrated under Bretton Woods 3. What's that mean? We'll talk about it all coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that it'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming up about 17 days, I thought we should be some kind of celebration. Not just to celebrate, but to recognize what God's done. I've been on air 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. 50. I was on the air when I was 20. I know God rose me up for this position. I am nothing but humble in that position. Let me tell you something, folks. God raises us all up. We choose that mission. God didn't just choose me for this fight. God chose you. And you may be a beautiful black person or beautiful white person or beautiful Hispanic person, Asian person, doesn't matter. God made you. And I recognize you and how powerful your potential is. The enemy tells you you're a victim. You are an overcomer. We're not given to a spirit of weakness, but a spirit of victory. And I can feel that spirit now stronger than ever. And that's why the enemy hates us. That's why they hate me. That's why they hate you, because they can feel that spirit of victory. And I've told these stories a lot because they're so important. And I'm going to do this. I'm so busy, but I'm going to load a hidden camera. We'll blow their faces out. And I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to do it now. We're doing it very soon. And I'm going to go to the sporting goods store. Hell, I'll go to a random church. Because I want the enemy to see this. They think all their demonizations and all their attacks have made us hated. It's the opposite. I told you this. I went to an academy 2 days ago to get some more exercise clothes because the stuff I have is literally like 10 years old with holes in it. I'm trying to get back on the gym more stuff and literally had holes in my underwear, you name it. So I went and got some socks, underwear, some sweatpants, sweatshirts. Even though it's going to get hot, I want to sweat, you know, like fat ass. And every person wanted a photo or was a listener. White, Hispanic, black, male, female. Every person. Everyone. That's never happened. And they're always like, sorry, we love you. We were listening just yesterday. We love you. Is it okay? I'm like, sorry. Sorry you're on the team for freedom? Sorry you want a picture? You think I'm some Hollywood person that wants to walk in front of cameras and shove people away? Oh, I'm separate from you? There was a truck driver. Called in about 2 months ago. We were talking about the truck driver strike, or a month and a half ago. He started crying. He said, I sent you my script, which I'll be honest with you, brother. I'm so busy. I can't even answer my phone or deal with anything or even read. I used to read the mail. It's all piled up. Just keep sending it. Somebody reads it. He was like, I sent you a script, but I almost didn't do it because I thought you wouldn't care about me because I'm a truck driver. Listen, buddy, if you think I don't like you because you're a farmer or you're a truck driver or you're an auto mechanic, or you are an EMT or a police officer or a school teacher because you're not some elitist, get one thing straight. It's not about me. It's about the philosophy to defeat the enemy. I am with the people. I mean, I'm not like some fake politician telling you I'm with you. Baby, I'm with you. I want to go hang around with normal people at the fishing dock. I want to drink beer with the old black men or the old white men or the old Hispanic men. And I do. I want to hang around with real people because the spirit of the enemy is not there. Somebody working in a diesel mechanic shop 15 hours a day to pay for their family is real. Some son of a bitch from the New World Order trying to shoot us up with poison or some Hollywood pedophile is not who I am. The caller said, you're saying truck drivers are great and work hard. You appreciate us. And I thought you wouldn't care because I was a truck driver. Folks, stop thinking like that. And I've been there myself. I was never sold out to Hollywood, but man, 28 years ago or so, I never even picked the phone up. Hollywood was calling, trying to get me to sell out. I didn't know it at first. Here's the movie. You like those movies? Do this. And about 8, 9, 10 years into it, I never interface with Hollywood again. Not the movie offers, not the TV show offers, not the Fox News offers. And they call back up and say, why aren't you calling Roger Ailes back? Whoa. But don't you wonder? No one turns this down. Because I'm not in Egypt, folks. I've left it. And you need to leave it. And when you don't care what the system says about you, or you got a crappy car and your shoes got holes in them, hey, you got a connection to God, you're the richest man on earth. As long as you're a good person that loves God and works hard, that's value. That's a real person. It's not like some, oh, I like the common people. I'm with you. I am you. That's everything. You understand? It's not like I'm giving you some, oh, I think you're great talk. No, you're everything. You're the people that bust the tables. You're the people that cook the food. You're the people that clean the hotels. You're the people that wipe the little kids' asses. You're the ones that stay up with the kids when they're sick with the flu at 3 a.m. You're the people that take care of your grandma. You're the people that worship God. You're the people that see the sunset. And you're the people that these people separated from God hate. And we are going to defeat them, guaranteed. But you've got to decide how powerful and how important you are so we can do that. The people that aren't seeking out power are the ones that will be given the power. It will be the meek that inherit the earth. The people that are reserved, the people that aren't on a power trip. But it will be people like me that prepare the way. And I will burn these people down. I will destroy them to make the way. And I need your help to do it. We are literally pointing the way to defeat the New World Order. We are unstoppable. And we have had success that is fabulous. And it's all God. I can tell you when I see the talking points, out of all the major opposition, it's word for word what I say 3 days later. That is the power of you taking this information and sharing it and moving it forward in opposition to the enemy. I got a bunch of other gay men adopting children to rape them stories. You all know what's going on. There should be a prohibition because of the statistical anomaly on the harvesting of people's children to hand over to these people. You don't want kids? Great. Go out and have a good time. That's your choice. Stay the hell away from the kids. All right, look, I'm wound up today, and we got a big guest coming up on the economy that's really important. I said I'd take calls. We ran out of time to do that. If I don't do this, we won't be here. I'm not supported by some billionaire or the globalist. I'm supported by you. I need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. It's that simple. And you need TurboForce. You need bodies. You need X3. They're all discounted right now. Sale on TurboForce and the sale on bodies is about to end. Sale on X3 just began, so it'll be going a while, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Books, films, T-shirts, highest quality water filtration, highest rated, lowest price. That's all true. Look it up. Don't just say highest quality, lowest price. I say something, it's either totally true because I think it is, or it's wrong. But it's almost always right. So I'm not ever being wrong on purpose. We do have one of the highest rated systems out there at the lowest price on water filters, air filters. All InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, also there's my dad. With his company, when he thought we were going to be shut down 2 years ago, he went and got a warehouse and moved his product over there. And I maybe he's right. Maybe we will be shut down. Maybe he was wrong. He was right and I'm wrong. But he's got all those great supplements aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com and all the great silver products and the Super Blue Nano Silver Iodine Tea Tree Toothpaste Super Blue and the Wound Gel and the Swish and Swash Immune Gargle. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com with the Rocket Rest and the Kava Chill and Top Brain. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. So if you want to be in the fight and get a great product and get the immune lozenges with Nano Silver and the organic toothbrushes and all the other organic toothpaste, it's there at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And to me, I've been doing this 30 years, and I'm actually at peace. Because we've followed the course, we've not backed down, and every time I get hit, it's painful and it's not enjoyable. I will tell you, it tastes blood in your mouth, but we always come up even stronger. I'm kind of like, I'm not a big Marvel comic guy, I don't really follow that, but I went and saw the movie, Doomsday. Every time you kill it, it gets twice as strong. That's actually what this operation is. And, I mean, you might as well call this whole broadcast Operation Doomsday to the New World Order. They want it to be our doomsday. It's their doomsday. And I am doomsday. And you are doomsday. Because every day more people wake up to their system. Every day people commit to fight it. Every day people say no to the New World Order. Every day people begin to understand just how real this is. And it's the decision you make now that will echo, that will blast and reverberate throughout time and eternity and beyond. All right. I'll hit a few more news stories, and our special guest joins us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.